ever pour your heart into some code, like, you know, it's perfect, only to have it completely fall apart because of some random connection you totally forgot about.
Oh, yeah.
It's like baking a cake and forgetting to plug in the oven.
Right, exactly.
Today, we are doing a deep dive into the world of software configuration dependencies, and we're going deep on a research paper called CFGNet, a framework for tracking equality-based configuration dependencies across a software project.
Yeah, so it's funny, right? Like, we spend so much time trying to write, like, the perfect code, but then it's those little things, I think, to make sure your Docker container and your Java application are, you know, talking to each other with the right versions and stuff.
Yeah.
And the researchers actually looked at this. They dug through tons of real-world examples from Stack Overflow and academic papers.
Well.
And they found that the most common dependency problem is, like, surprisingly simple.
Okay.
It's all about just keeping values consistent across different tools, which seems obvious, but...
It's like when you move and then you forget to update your address for, like, Amazon deliveries, then you're like, where's my stuff?
Exactly. It seems so simple, but it can totally mess things up. And the paper, it talks about these things called unary and ennary constraints. So like ennary, think of that as a single rule, like you can't go over this file size limit.
Okay.
But then ennary, that's where it gets trickier, because that's about the relationships between multiple things.
Okay.
Like, is your database password the same across your application and your config file, yeah, stuff like that?
Oh, wow, yeah. So that's where it can get a little hairy. So we know that these dependencies, they're important, and if you mess them up, it can be bad news. But how do we actually wrangle them? Like, what's the secret to not tearing our hair out?
Right, well, that's where CFGNet comes in.
Oh, okay.
This is the star of this research paper. It's like having a project manager who can see all those connections you miss.
Gotcha.
I didn't realize those were linked moments.
Right.
Yeah.
So tell me more about CFGNet. Like, how does it actually work? Is this some super complicated thing that, like, only coding wizards can understand?
No, not at all, actually. The researchers, they did a good job of explaining it in a way that makes sense. They break it down into three main parts: the plugin manager, the linker manager, and the conflict detector.
Okay. That sounds...
Imagine it like a detective solving a case. The plugins are the clues they gather.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
From your code base. The linker manager, that's the detective's intuition, connecting those clues, finding the relationships. And then the conflict detector, that's the aha moment where they figure out what's wrong.
Wow, I like that. Okay, yeah, I like that, the detective analogy. It really makes it click. But does CFGNet, like, actually work in the real world?
Oh, yeah.
Because we know software projects, they can get messy.
Definitely, yeah.
You've got code all over the place, different systems, different files. It's a jungle out there.
Totally.
So did the researchers actually test it?
Yeah, they did. They did a really interesting experiment. They took real dependency issues that developers had posted about on Stack Overflow.
Wow.
And they recreated them, like, in a controlled environment.
Okay.
To see if CFGNet could catch them.
So they were, like, intentionally trying to break things.
Kind of, yeah.
I like that.
In a good way, though.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Controlled chaos.
Exactly.
So did it work? Did CFGNet pass the test?
It did. CFGNet found every single one of those errors that they injected.
Wow.
But here's the really cool part. It also found a bunch of other errors that the researchers didn't even know about.
What?
Yeah, it was like CFGNet was saying, hey, while I'm at it, you might want to look at this too.
It's like having a second pair of eyes, or like a whole team of code detectives, I guess, combing through your work.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about, you know, real world stuff here.
Yeah.
How common are these configuration conflicts, like, in actual projects out there in the wild?
That's a great question. And the researchers, they didn't just stop at the experiment. They actually took 50 different software projects from GitHub, and they analyzed, like, their entire history.
The whole shebang.
The whole shebang, yeah, all the commits.
Wow, that's dedication.
Right.
So what they find, were these projects, like, riddled with these conflicts?
Well, the results were pretty surprising. They found that
78%
of the projects had at least one configuration conflict in their history.
That's huge.
Yeah. And these weren't, like, small, obscure projects either. These are real projects with, like, tons of users.
So these configuration dependencies, it seems like they're way more common than maybe we realize, or at least than I realized.
Yeah.
What were the most common types of conflicts? Like, what were people tripping over?
It's interesting, actually. One of the biggest culprits was inconsistent version numbers.
Okay.
Which makes sense when you think about it, right? Like libraries get updated, dependencies change. If you're not careful, it's easy to end up with like a compatibility nightmare.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And that's just one example. They found conflicts with like file paths, database settings, even just variable names that weren't consistent across the project.
Wow. It's crazy how these like little things can turn into giant headaches.
Absolutely.
It's like that saying, for want of a nail, the shoe was lost, or something like that.
Right.
So we've talked about the problem, these configuration dependencies, and how CFGNet can be like our trusty metal detector. But realistically, we're not all going to become configuration experts overnight, right? So where do we go from here? Like, we're not all going to become like configuration masters.
Right, right. It's not about like obsessing over every single detail. It's more about like changing how we think about it. Like you wouldn't build a house without a blueprint, right?
Yeah.
CFGNet or any tool that helps map this stuff out becomes your software blueprint, essentially.
I like that. Yeah. It's about seeing that bigger picture, how it all fits together.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the cool thing is that CFGNet isn't like a one-size-fits-all kind of deal. The researchers, they made it flexible. So you can use it with different programming languages, different tools.
Oh, okay. So it's not stuck with just what they used in their study.
Nope, not at all. They've set up a good foundation, and now other developers can like build on it. They can make plugins for all sorts of stuff.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So imagine like in the future, CFGNet's just part of your workflow, catching those configuration problems before you even know they're there.
That would be amazing. You know, going through all this with you, it's really made me realize that I've been neglecting the stuff in my own projects.
Yeah, I think a lot of us do. We get so focused on the code itself that we forget about all these connections.
Yeah.
But as we've seen, they're super important.
For sure. So as we wrap up our configuration dependency deep dive, what's like the one thing you want our listeners to remember, like something to think about when they're coding?
How about this? When was the last time you really looked at the configuration dependencies in your own work? What if CFGNet could save you hours, even days, of debugging headaches? It's time we start giving configuration the attention it deserves. It might just save your project from disaster.
That is some seriously solid advice. Well, on that note, we're going to wrap things up here.
Sounds good.
As always, thanks for diving deep with us. And until next time, happy coding, everyone.